Welcome to Time for Revival with Pastor Vivian McCalman of Healing and Miracle Church in Brooklyn, New York. For more information, call 347-365-4483 or email them at myjesusheals@outlook.com. Now, here's Pastor Vivian.
Praise the Lord, I greet you in the ever-living, never-changing, always-healing, life-transforming name of Jesus, the anointed Son of God. Always a great joy to be with you on the broadcast. Last week we started a teaching on the precious blood of Jesus, and today I want us to continue in that vein. We are talking about the precious blood of Jesus represents us before the throne of God. Yes, the precious blood of Jesus represents you and me, saints of the Most High, before the throne of God. To have a knowledge and experience the working of the precious blood of Jesus is fundamental to the Christian faith. Yes, it's a very basic, important knowledge we should have. Peter was writing to persecuted Christians scattered abroad when he reminded them of the price paid for their redemption. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 17 to 19. The Apostle Peter writes, "And if you call on the Father, who without partiality judges according to each man's work, conduct yourself throughout the time of your stay here in fear, knowing that you were not redeemed with corruptible things like silver and gold from your aimless conduct received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without blemish and without spot." Hey, Peter was telling the saints scattered abroad that they were not redeemed by the corruptible things of the world, silver and gold, but with, and these things are not corruptible themselves, it's just that the hearts of men have been turned in the wrong direction and they worship these things, and that's where the problem is, not in the things themselves. But these things cannot buy human deliverance from sin, cannot bring deliverance from the powers of darkness. It's only the precious blood of Jesus can. Peter knew what it was to be a sinner, living, as a sailor, living as a fisherman, rather, on the sea, and to be born again and to be touched by the blood of Jesus. So he knew what he was talking about. Amen. I felt led to give the people of God an assignment, and that is to have 30 days of pleading the precious blood of Jesus over your life, over your circumstances, over situations that the Lord will bring to your heart, any aspect of this country that the Lord put in your heart. Just plead the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. And believe God to bring breakthroughs, because the blood of Jesus can survive in any situation. In Revelation chapter 12 and verse 11, the Bible says, "And they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony." The blood of the Lamb is powerful. I say it's a powerful tool and instrument against all the works of darkness, and Satan respects it. He respects the precious blood of Jesus because he knows that Jesus defeated him 2,000 years ago. Amen. Let's go before the throne of grace in prayer right now. We are praying that the revelation of the power of the precious blood of Jesus may come to every Christian in these United States of America. Remember that difference in time and location will not destroy anointed prayer. No. Join me where you are. You might even be driving in your car. Join in and let's go around the throne of grace and feel the anointing together. Father, we pray in Jesus' name that the revelation of the precious blood of your Son, Jesus, the Anointed One, will come to us, the body of Christ, and that through this revelation, we will take our place of authority in Jesus' name. That through this revelation, we will arise and bring deliverance to those who are bound. That through this revelation, we will worship you with confidence. That through this revelation, there will be mighty moves of the Spirit of God throughout this United States of America, in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Amen. Praise God. You know, as we look in the scriptures, we see the blood of a lamb being used as an instrument to deliver people from sin in every human need for redemption. Yes, the blood of the lamb being used to deliver people from every level of human need for redemption. We see a lamb, or the blood of a lamb, being offered for a man, a lamb for a man, in Genesis chapter 22, verses 9 to 13, where God provided a lamb in the place of Isaac so that Abraham can have a great offering. If we go to Genesis 22, 9 to 13, the Bible says, then they came to the place which God had told him of, which God had told Abraham of, and he went there with his son. And Abraham built an altar and there and placed the wood in order, and he bound Isaac his son and laid him on the altar upon the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took his knife to slay his son. And the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, Abraham, Abraham. And he said, here I am. And he said, do not lay your hand on the lad or do anything to him, for now I know that you fear God, seeing you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me. And Abraham lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold him, a ram caught in a thicket by its horns. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son. So Abraham went and took the ram and offered it up for a burnt offering instead of his son, a lamb for a man. Amen. The blood of a lamb was being offered also for an household, a lamb for a house, a lamb for a family. Where the children of Israel use a lamb for each family, and Pharaoh had to let them go. Yes, the families of Israel were in bondage. But each family obeyed Moses and took that lamb. We see the story in Exodus chapter 12. Verses 1 to 4, just a little bit of it we're going to read here now. Now the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in the land of Egypt, saying, this month shall be to you the beginning of months, it shall be the first month of the year to you. Speak to all the congregation of Israel, saying, on the 10th day of this month, every man shall take for himself a lamb according to the house of his father, a lamb for a household. And if the household be too small for the lamb, let him and his neighbor next door to his house take it according to the number of persons. According to each man's need, ye shall make your count of the lamb. So we see it was a lamb for a house, a lamb for a house. And that family of that house, as they consumed that lamb, brought great deliverance to them, in that the death angel could not touch that family. And the Egyptians were so afflicted by that dead angel that night that Pharaoh called for Moses and said, get out of my country and please give me a blessing before you go. So we see a lamb was used for a household in the situation. The prophet Isaiah had a vision of a lamb or a man, the God man, being offered for the sins of his nation. It was a powerful vision that Isaiah had of Jesus, the Lamb of God, being offered. And he gave that revelation in Isaiah 53. Just a part of it we read in Isaiah 53, verses 3 to 5, where the prophet Isaiah declared, he is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief, and we hid as it were our faces from him. He was despised and we esteem him not. Surely he had borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was laid upon him. And with his stripes we are healed. Yes, Isaiah saw this man suffering for his nation, the God-man, Jesus. Amen. We see also the prophet John the Baptist declaring that Jesus is the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. We are talking about the lamb for a man, lamb for an household, amen, a lamb for a nation, now a lamb for the world. Praise God. Every condition of human need for redemption, God has provided a lamb, and his blood is precious. Hallelujah. In St. John chapter 1, verses 29 to 36, we see where John the Baptist made his declaration of Jesus. 29 says, the next day John seeth Jesus coming unto him and said, behold, the Lamb of God which take away the sin of the world. This is he of whom I said after me, cometh a man which is before me, for he was before me. And I knew him not, but that he should be made manifest to Israel. Therefore am I come baptizing with water. And John bear record, saying, I saw the Spirit descending from heaven like a dove, and did abode in him. And I knew him not. But he that sent me to baptize with water, the same said unto me, upon whom thou shalt see the Spirit descending and remaining on him, the same is he which baptizeth with the Holy Ghost. And I saw, John says, and bear that this is the Son of God. Verse 35. The next day John stood and two of his disciples with him, and looking on Jesus as he walked, he said, Behold the Lamb of God. Yes, my friends. Jesus, the Lamb of God, shed his blood for our sins, his precious holy blood. You see, beloved, the blood of Jesus is a very precious commodity. It is a living substance. It represents us before the throne of God continually. We sing a song, What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Yet another song we sing, The blood that Jesus shed for me way back in Calvary is the blood that gives me strength from day to day. It shall never lose its power. Under the old covenant in the Old Testament, the high priest was required to go into the holiest place in the temple and offer blood for the sins of the people of Israel once a year. This blood of an animal represented them for just 1 year. It was such a sacred act that the high priest was not allowed to interact with anyone during this process, otherwise the blood would have been contaminated. And that was just a shadow of what Jesus did for us in this New Testament, or in this new covenant that we are living in. After Jesus was crucified and he arose from the dead, his first order of business was to take his blood to the throne of God Almighty. Yes, Jesus had to take his blood to God's throne, just like the high priest took it, the blood of animals, into the holy place, the blood of a lamb into the holy place. That is the reason why when Jesus met Mary after the resurrection, he told her not to touch him. We see or read of Mary's first connection to Jesus after his resurrection from the dead in St. John chapter 20, verses 11 through 20. St. John 20. Let's look at it for a while. It says, St. John 20, 11, And Mary stood outside by the tomb weeping, and as she wept, she stooped down and looked into the tomb and saw two angels in white, one at the head and the other at the feet, where the body of Jesus had lain. They said unto him, Woman, why are you weeping? She said, Because they have taken away my Lord, and I do not know where they have laid him. Now when she had said this, she turned around and saw Jesus standing there, but did not know that it was Jesus. Jesus said unto her, Woman, why are you weeping? Whom are you seeking? She, supposing him to be the gardener, said unto him, Sir, if you have carried him away, tell me where you have laid him, and I will take him away. Jesus said unto her, Mary. She turned and said unto him, Rabboni, which is to say teacher. Look at this. Jesus said unto her, Do not touch me, for I have not yet ascended to my Father. But go to my brethren and say to them, I ascend to my Father and to your Father, and to my God and to your God. Mary came and told the disciples that she had seen the Lord and that he had spoken these things to her. Verse 19 of the same 20th chapter of the book of St. John. Then the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut, where the disciples were gathered together for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst and said unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. You see, before Jesus went to the Father, he could not have fellowship nor touch with the disciples. But after he went to the Father, he came back, and he could have had fellowship and communion with them, to the point where at one time, even though the doubting Thomas was not there, Jesus gave him a chance to touch him if he wanted to touch him. Amen. But I'm saying that Mary could not touch Jesus after she met him, or when she met him at the first, because he was about to ascend to the Father to take his blood to represent us before the throne of God. So the precious blood of Jesus represents us in heaven. This knowledge must give us boldness in the service of God. The knowledge that we are represented before the throne of God by the precious blood of Jesus. Hebrews 10:19-22 says, having therefore, brethren, boldness to enter the holiest by the blood of Jesus, by a new and living way which is consecrated first to the veil, that's to say his flesh, and having high priest over the house of God, let us draw nigh with a true heart in full assurance of the faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed in pure water. Yes, my friends, we have boldness. This fact of the blood of Jesus representing us before the Father give us boldness in every situation whereby we can claim protection. And we need to plead the precious blood of Jesus more than anything else in our situation and in this year. When we plead the precious blood of Jesus, and the word is plead, P-L-E-A-D. It is a word that a lawyer uses when he stands in a courthouse before the judge and pleads not guilty for his client. We plead the precious blood of Jesus. Here are some things we do when we plead the precious blood of Jesus. When we plead the precious blood of Jesus, we are establishing the New Testament or the new covenant sealed with the blood of Christ before God the Father. Yes, we are establishing the new covenant of his blood, the blood of Christ, before God the Father in heaven. That is the reason why the Bible says our citizenship is in heaven, because the blood represents us there. You see, when you have, or where you have citizenship, you also have rights. Philippians chapter 3 and verse 20, the Bible declares, but our citizenship is in heaven, and we eagerly await a Savior from there, the Lord Jesus Christ. Yes, as a citizen, you have heavenly rights. God's angel will fight against the enemies of those who fight against you. Start pleading the blood of Jesus. Amen. Start pleading the blood of Jesus against that coronavirus. In Jesus' name. When we declare and when we plead the blood of Jesus, we are not only establishing the covenant, but we are legally declaring that we have a right to declare God's word in his behalf. Yes, we have the right to declare God's word in his behalf because of the blood. We can represent the great commission that Jesus gave to the church in Mark chapter 16 when he says, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Yes, we can preach it legally because of the blood. When we plead the blood of Jesus, we're declaring that we are free from all condemnation of sin because Jesus bore our sin. Yes, you are free, my friend, because of the blood. When we plead the blood of Jesus, we are saying that Satan, you be a goner and a defeated foe because Jesus defeated you 2,000 years ago. Yes, we are declaring it. When we plead the blood of Jesus over others, we are saying, Satan, I break your power over their lives and I command you to set them free. Loose them and go in Jesus' name. You see, my friends, there is no bondage of darkness so strong, no strategy of the evil one, no power of death so great, no sickness, no disease so mighty that can withstand God's deliverance when the blood of Jesus is applied in faith. I need to say that to you again. Don't let the devil fool you. He's a liar. There is no bondage of darkness so strong, no strategy of the evil one, no power of death so great, no sickness, no disease so mighty that can withhold God's deliverance when the blood of Jesus is applied in faith. Revelation 12:11 says, and they overcame him by the blood of the Lamb and the word of their testimony. Mightiest force and work of darkness must bow to the power in the precious blood of Jesus. The Church of Jesus Christ needs to arise and cleanse their surroundings from this coronavirus by pleading the precious blood of Jesus. Amen. Practice pleading the precious blood of Jesus for 30 days and expect victories to materialize in your life. Plead on everything you can think about. Plead on everything in your life. Plead on anything you can think about in this country. Just plead the precious blood of Jesus against it. Amen. This is an assignment. To plead that blood, for the blood has never loses power, and Satan is defeated because of the blood. Amen. I have many messages to share with you on this broadcast, and I want to encourage you to help me to get it to you, help the church to get it to you. Remember to sow a seed in this ministry to keep this good word of God coming your way. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 6, Paul says, but this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly, And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully. Every man according as his purpose in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loveth a cheerful giver. Purposeful and bountiful giving are noticed by God. Can I say it again? Purposeful and bountiful giving are noticed by God. Talk to the Lord of being a supporter of this ministry that must take the word of God throughout the United States and around the world. Please note that our website address has changed. It used to be healingandmiracle.church. It's no more that. It is healingandmiraclechurch.com. The new address is healingandmiraclechurch.com. You may email us at myjesusheals@outlook.com. That is myjesusheals@outlook.com. Get ready for my prayers today. I'll be praying for you. You want God to do something for you. Put your hand on your heart and believe. If you're not born again, say, Jesus, please come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and my Savior. You may be sick in the hospital bed right now. Don't let the devil tell you you can't be saved. Call on Jesus. Say, Jesus, forgive me, and he will come in and save you. Amen. Our mailing address is Healing and Miracle Church. That is Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. And we're having prayer teams. Maybe you need someone to come out and pray with you. Maybe you can send a prayer team to come and minister to you. Not in every situation, but in some situation where it's possible and practicable. We'll do our best to see how we can help. You can call us by phone at 917-603-3634. The number, someone told me the other day, I called the numbers too quickly. The number is 917-603-3634. You can use this number also to give by means of Zelle. The number is 917-603-3634. And the other number is 347-365-4483. Let me pray for you. Amen. That the Lord will touch you and minister to your need. For there's power in the name of Jesus. Father, in Jesus' name, I come against every spirit of bondage and darkness, every work of Satan. Come against sickness and disease in the bodies of people. Come against the coronavirus. Lord, those who are having kidney problems, suicidal spirits, I rebuke you. Loose the people in Jesus' name. Witchcraft spirits, I curse you. Take your hands off the people. I send the word of God to go and heal heart problems. Whatsoever your situation is, call it before the Lord. For Jesus is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Father, in Jesus' name, let your word of mercy and grace deliver the people right now. Let there be great testimonies of your healing power. I prayed for someone yesterday who was having problem in the hearing. God, break that devil's stronghold on the hear and begin to hear clearly right on the spot, because it was a spirit and the spirit left. I rebuke the spirits of bondage and command him to loose you and let you go in Jesus' name. Be free to write us again. Our mailing address is Healing and Miracle Church, Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newcrest Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. Our mailing address is Healing and Miracle Church, 3519 Newkirk Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11203. You may email us at myjesusheals@outlook.com and call us at 917-603-3634. You can also give on this number via Zelle, 917-603-3634, to the glory of God the Father. Our website is healingandmiraclechurch.com. The blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ be upon you, and remember to plead the precious blood of Jesus. Amen.
I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice. Well,
tune in every Tuesday night at 9:30 and Saturday morning at 10:30 for Time for Revival with Pastor Vivian McCalman from Healing and Miracle Church. Join them for Sunday morning services at 10:30 and Thursday evenings at 7:30 at 3519 Newkirk Avenue in Brooklyn, New York. Email them at myjesusheals@outlook.com or call 917-603-3634 or 347-365-4483.